know through God's word that He is God and that He loves us. I'm a child of the King. You're a child of the King when you say yes to Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I love you. I love you so much, I will give all of me. Now we have in our Bible, the last book of the Bible is called the book of Revelation. Now, that is the book of Revelation, singular, Revelation. It is not John's book. John, the beloved, is the penman for the book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ to his children, to the world. Reveal, open up, show the world, tell them, John, but it is from God, my Savior, on that cross. He said, I'll be back, and he did, 3 days later. But I want us now to look at the revelations plural. These are the revelations that man can see. The revelations from Jesus as here he is saying everything he's going to do. We have the Old Testament prophets prophesying of what was getting ready to come. And oh, how great and wonderful the age to come when the Savior comes. And no longer do you have to guess. He will apply His word directly to your heart. You will know that it is He speaking. Therefore, pay attention to the words. When Jesus went to that cross, Easter became a part of the wisdom of every Christian. The time, folks, it does not matter exactly which year, exactly which month, exactly which day. I mean, we're to celebrate Jesus every day. He said they all belong to Him. Well, what do we do? Just come to church on Sunday and that's it. Man, I got that over with. The Lord says every day belongs to me. Every day is holy because there's not a day that Christ didn't commit. There's not a day that Jesus did not say, I'm committed to you. And then we look around and we think, who's he talking to? That's the way it is so often for us Christians. We get a message from God. God is talking to us. And I guess it's sort of like being in a class, whether it's college or wherever it is. You're sitting in class, the professor points, and you're praying he's not pointing at you for an answer. Because all I learned this, all you have to do is you pick the two smartest in the class, sit between them, and keep your hand down. Let them, if just by chance you realize he's pointing straight at you, if you're friends with the smart ones, by the time you stand, they will have told you the answer. Or, not, I mean unknowingly, because that's simple, here's what it is. Well, the Lord says, look, I hung on a cross between the world. I hung on a cross for you. I connected you to my Father in heaven because I love you. And Easter represents the revelation of who Jesus truly is for our life, the true word of our Father in heaven. And Jesus said, I want you to pay attention. Because Revelation, the first revelation was, I am who I told you I was. I am who I claim to be. As a lot of people claim to be smart, and you get around and you realize very shortly, now, just let them tell you about it. Because you're not going to believe it. Jesus says, I am who I claim to be. am the one. So therefore, I know that when Jesus looks at our heart, he sees a brother and a sister. He sees a child. John 11, verse 25. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Now what Jesus always did was make it plain, because the 12 who followed him really wasn't up to par of catching on very fast. All you need to do is read the scripture and you'll find out they were really slow. Jesus had to tell them what each parable meant. Really? Are you all been around me so long and you don't know what that means? And then Jesus is pointing ahead to us to let us know, hey, if those 12 can get it, anybody that's ever created can get it. So therefore, he says to John and through John so often, John, only speak my word, my truth. Do you know what gets Christians in trouble? When Christians began to change or sort of leave a word out here or leave something out over here and say, well, let's say it this way, that way you won't offend anyone. Well, I got news for you. I cannot sit down and study, which I do continually. I cannot sit down and study without feeling my toes hurting bad. And many of the congregations over the years have said that's a payback for you for preaching when it stepped on my toes. You see, the Word of God confronts you and me, each one of us. You and I have been given a specific time, specific space on earth to walk with Jesus with a specific obligation and a ministry that God himself gives you. God says, here it is. I give you your ministry. Well, it's a gift. I don't have to pay for it. No. I don't have to do anything for it if it's a gift. And by the way, if you follow the gift that I'm giving you, I want you to know that you'll never have to worry about anything. You know what human beings do? Soon as that comes clear to them, they start worrying. Remember? You start worrying. And the Lord says, I know you. He's the only one that knows any of us. For you wives, he says, I know him like a book. And you husbands said, yes, I know her. Oh, no, you don't. For inside of us is a special voice, a voice direct from God himself. And God speaks to us, and he touches our life. Oh, you'll learn the mannerisms of your loved one, but you will never, ever know the complete thought process. And it's good that you don't. And nobody really wants to get into your mind anyway. There's no telling what they'd find in there, right? So the Lord says to us, I am who I claim to be. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. John 14:6 reads, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of me. That's why Christians, we pray in the name of Jesus. I admit there's no other name under heaven by which a man, humanity can be saved other than Jesus. Now, here's something we need to learn on this, though. And it's hard for us sometimes to learn these real tough answers that God is giving us. There's only one name, and his name is Jesus. But Jesus uses different ways different events in the life of each individual human that will bring them to Him. It always is in the name of Jesus. But you can't say, you know, I cried when I was saved, so therefore, Uncle John over here, he got saved, he said, but I didn't see him cry, so if he didn't say Jesus the way I said Jesus, then he can't be saved. And you see, what the Lord says to you and me, I want you to know how personal you are. There's a purpose for you, and there, that purpose is a calling direct from God. What are we going to do with it? Well, I know I received God's calling. Well, so what are you going to be doing? Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd let you know I received God's calling. That's the trouble right now with our churches that are collapsing, doors closing about as fast as one is built. You see church after church after church struggling. Why? Too often folk are not interested in what God says. They're interested in what can you do for me and my family. The best thing you can do for you and your family is follow God's call. Follow God's wisdom. Not our own thinking. Trust the Lord. After all, He did say, I am who I claim to be. Revelation 2 was that Jesus has the power He claims to have. Whatever Jesus said is going to happen, it has happened. You know that? Do you know that Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer? And do you remember in the Gospel of John chapter 17, start reading it, you'll see where at first Jesus prays for Himself, then He prays for His disciples, and then He prays for you and me, those who are to come. Read that. That's the priestly chapter. Gospel of John chapter 17. He prayed for us that where He is, we get to be also. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So He's telling us, I want you to know I have the power that I told you I had. And that power, when you say yes to me, is a part of who you are now. So utilize the power of Jesus rather than thinking you can figure this out on your own way. You're already then on the wrong road, wrong path. Well, I have to trust my training, my education. Yeah, well, don't. You could have been just like your pastor sitting between two smart people. You see, it is heartfelt love. We survive on pure love. Yeah, we do. Pure love. But that pure love is from Jesus. Matthew 28, verse 18. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. Now, I want you to think about that verse for a second. Prior to this, prior to the resurrection of Jesus, you would hear Jesus always speak, "The Father has given me the power of heaven." But right after the crucifixion, Jesus says, I now have the power on earth and of heaven. I paid your price. I bought your ticket. And they punched me instead of you. That's how much I love you. I have the power and I give it to you. If you'll ever keep reading and find that the Lord says then, you see all of these things, the miracles and all that I have done, I wonder what happened to us. All the miracles that you've witnessed from me, you can do not only those but much more because I go to sit at the right hand of my Father. And I will continually be in prayer for you. And then we sat down and we shut up. One thing the Lord never told us to do when we're out in public is to shut up. Well, I just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Oh, really? Really, when God leads you to witness on behalf of His Son, and yet you just don't want to do that because you don't want to hurt their feelings, let me tell you what will hurt worse. Hell. Not knowing Jesus. And too many Christians are shying away from the truth. The truth happens to be love. Our Savior did not tell us, I want you to go out here and kill everyone who refuses to accept me. That's Islam. That's not Christianity. No, folks. The truth is, Jesus says, I have the power that I told you I have. That power of Jesus has not diminished in any way. You know what he did? He just started dividing it out. He still has 100% of his power. But only God could do this. He started giving you and me the power we need to survive in a world that hates him. You're never going to convince the world, and everybody's going to be together and everyone, yeah, let's all pray together. And you can say that all you want. People who do not know the name of Jesus will not have a prayer on their heart in His name. Not going to happen. You and I are called by God for a purpose. Follow His purpose. John 10 verse 18. No one takes my life from me. I'd say that's pretty powerful, wouldn't you? I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Well, I guess he showed us. They couldn't kill him. You heard it. They couldn't kill him. He is the one who said, Father, I commend to you my spirit. Then he breathed his last. The torture didn't do it. You and I did. I love you. If I collapse now, Larry, you'll have no reason to believe. If Jesus is not who he claimed to be and does not have the power he claims to have, we are of all men most miserable. Revelation 3. I love all three of these revelations. Jesus does what he promises. Boy, that's a change, isn't it? Do you ever make a promise to somebody and break it? If I were to ask you to raise your hands, all of you wouldn't, so that would mean only part of you be telling the truth, rest of you liars. Because every time we turn around, well, yeah, but, you know, I made the promise, but I didn't know this. Jesus made the promise, and he knew what he was getting into. He made his promise for you and me. And he said, I love you. How much more proof do we want of his love for us? Mark 10 verse 34. They will mock and flog and kill me. But after 3 days, I will come back to life again. If the resurrection is not true, we're lost. But it is true. All that 40 days after seeing all the people and listening to their word, praising him. Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. The angel said, it's when Mary and him were at the tomb, don't be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. He has come back to life again just as he said he would do. Now that truly had to be frightening. You see, you and I can only read the Word of God, hear the Word of God, see the Word of God through His power as a human being. We're only human. Oh, we've said that enough, haven't we? Well, I'm only human. Please forgive me. Well, gosh, stand up for what is right. Stand up for the truth. And if you get knocked down for preaching God's Word or standing for His truth, that's going to be the best lick you've ever felt in your life. Because if Jesus is down in the ditch of life, I want to be with him. And I've read the book called the Bible. Don't know how much I've read it. Don't matter. But I know the story. And I know the stories of Scripture and Jesus' ministry. I don't know, remember any story in the Scripture where Jesus was thrown out of the ditch of life by the sinner that he jumped down there to help. He goes to the synagogue, the house of worship, and he throws people out. And the key to that was, we got to kill Jesus. People are going to start believing in him. Well, folks, Jesus has a way of protecting your heart. When you believe in him, that's why he tells you, pray for your enemies. They're in big trouble. Pray for them. Because Jesus says, I love you. Do you know he loved me just like I am? Just like I am. He didn't care whether I had long hair or bald. I just love you. I'd say that's a good reason to believe that he also has the power he claims to have. And he will work that through your life if you will allow him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your holy name for your love, for the peace that only you can give us. We ask now, Father, as you touch each of us, that you will direct us to the ministry you've called us to. Help us to help others. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.